Shabbos Perkei Mishneh Dalet. So to summarize, we had the Mishnayos before two reasons why you're not allowed to have a certain thing on a behemoth going out in a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. One of them could be because it's a Masa, and then there's an Issa of Shvisas Behemtoi, rather than an Issa, but a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh of Laman Yanuch Shorcho V'Chamirecho. The second reason could be things that'll fall off the behemoth. We'll have Mirtz Hashem more examples, Lagabe Klei Isha. Things that could fall off, you're going to pick them up, you're going to carry them. So the chshash, not the carrying itself, which is a problem. It's not the carrying on the behemoth that's a problem. It's the chshash that maybe you'll carry it for the behemoth. Dalet Am Spishus Harab. So to continue Mishnah Dalet, Ein Chamor Yoytze B'Mardas B'Zman She'en Ekshur Aloy. We mentioned this before. It was Meduyik in the Mishnah, and the Mefarshim spoke it out, that if the Mardas is not attached, then you have a problem because you're going to carry it. V'loy bizug, a zug is a bell around the neck of a cow or another animal. Afal pishu pokuk, even if the bell is not making music, which would be a separate problem unto its own, but there it looks like you're taking it l'shuk. That's a third type. We said before two reasons. There's a third type of thing which you're not allowed to put on a behemoth. It's something that makes it look as if you're taking it to the shuk. Putting a bell around the neck of the behemoth usually is when you're trying to make it desirable for sale. There was something that had some type of tsura, like a ladder. It was pieces of wood put together, and it was put around the neck of the behemoth to make that the behemoth can't scratch and damage itself on something on its skin. You have the same type of idea of some type of strap that was attached to its legs, in order that it shouldn't get hurt, shouldn't run too fast, bang into something, get hurt. So that also one shouldn't put on the behemoth. They put on strings that would be a simon to recognize, because chickens run around. They put on its strings. So that's not the tzorich behemoth. That's the tzorich you to be able to identify it. Again, little straps that are on their legs, in order that they shouldn't bang into things. Again, it's not a tzorich of the behemoth. It's just that they shouldn't be mazik something else. Ve'in haschorim, this is going on elim, not chickens and not chamorim. Elim, on rams. Yoytzim ba'golot shetachso al yisholehen. They would tie on some type of instrument in order that their tails shouldn't be damaged in transit. So, memel, that's again, that's not considered for the tzorich of the behemoth. But in rechelim yoytzes chanunois, rechelim cannot go out. They have these pieces of wood. It's called chanun. It's not like we have rachum v'chanun. They put it by its nose in order that it should make the sheep sneeze very powerfully. And with that, there are teloyim that infect parasites that infect the behemoth. When it sneezes violently, the teloyim, the parasites come out. The Schorim don't have that. Why? The Gemara says because the Schorim, they fight with each other. Males are aggressive. So when they fight with each other, the banging, that itself has the same effect. The females are more gentle. They need that stimulant. Ve'ena egel yoytze b'gimoin. The small oil that's on its neck in order to give it a certain posture of an egel that should learn how to bend over, that should be muchan l'charisha. Again, it's not tzarech ha-behemah. It's letzorich work to be done with the behemoth. Okay, that's a maso. V'loy para bara kupod. They would tie, there were hairs on the hide of the behemoth that they would tie together in order to keep out insects from the ground that would crawl into it. Again, this is also considered a maso. V'loy b'ritzua shebein karneo. There was a ritzua that they would put on between the horns of a shor. It was both to give it a shmira, but it's not a regular shmira, or it's for a noi, to give the animal a certain cheshivus. And here the Mishnah says something very famous. Parosoi shor belozer ben Azaria, hoise yoise beritzua sheben karneo sheloi birotzen chachomim. Belozer ben Azaria, the Mishnah says, had a pora that was, he violated this halacha. The Gemara says something that's very famous. The Gemara says that it wasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It was a shochen of his. And mitoich shaloi micha, it's nikra al shmo. You understand? It's put into the Mishnayos. It's there for all time. It's nitzchias. that Parosa Shor Blazman Azeh Yotze Beitzur Shemein Kanel. But since he wasn't Meicher, that Avera is a stain on the name of Blazman Azeh Shteito Amari Digazak. Now, Kiva Eger, in the beginning of the Perek, points out Amari Digadio. The Lashon of the Gemara is that it was Shechein Noser Shor Blazman Azeh. It wasn't a man, it was a woman. Shteito, that a Masa on a Behemo, which is also Al Tlaman Yenuch, the Mitzvah say, is even l'chayr by shechein osa, even by a woman. It's a raya to the suffix that we asked at the beginning of the perek, whether the din of l'man yinuch, shorcha v'chamecha, is mechayiv also women. Kivegas blibes by tzorch, you know that. And now we're going on to the next inyan, perek vov, Mishnah Aleph. Bameh isha yoytze, bameh eni yoytze. This is the iser of a woman going out, or a person going out, a yid going out on Shabbos, wearing something which is not considered a tzorch gufo. So Memela, Vaiter has the problem of a masa, but over here we're not just dealing with an asay, we're dealing with Mamash and Malacha. It's much more of a severe issue. Bame isha yoitza, bame ina yoitza. Loi seitze isha loi bechute tzemer, v'loi bechute pishton, v'loi beretzua is sheberoisha. These things are in here, l'chayr, they should be takshitin, and anything that a person has in their hair, a rubber band, bobby pin, anything like that, should be part of the hair. It shouldn't be a problem. However, just touch the words, chute tzemer is strings. Today we would call it something like a pony holder. V'loi b'chute pishton, v'loi b'tzua shibarosh, anything tied around their hair. But the reason for that is of what it says next in the Mishnah. V'loi titbol behen atche terapim. A woman who has to go to be tovel, the Mokum HaTvila was in an open place. It's very easily forgotten about. She has to take this out of her ear in order to be tovel, otherwise it would be a chatzit. So therefore she's holding it in her hand and she's going to walk with it. That's the reason why she's not allowed to wear it in the first place, Peshus HaRabim. Not because it's a masa, but because it might be a mikshel that she'll carry it after a tefillah. Then we have another few things over here in the Mishnah, which also says Achshash, she'll take off and she'll carry it. Over here, it's Alts Achshivus for a certain Tachshit. She might take it off to show to her friend, and then she'll have it in her hand. Loibe Teitefes. Teitefes is some type of strap that covers the forehead of a woman. It goes from ear to ear. The Elam might recognize the Sherish of the word Teitefes in Teitofois, which is what Tvil and Shorosh look like. Veloibe Sanbutin Bizman She'enon Tvurin. Sanbutin is straps that go from the head till the cheek. They used to make these type of straps on them. That was the ritzua that gave achshivas to the head. It was some type of head jewelry. They would take it off. And the Mishnah just adds, bizman she'enon tvurin. If they were woven, sewn, that is, to a hair covering, she's not going to take off her hair covering. That's for sure not a chash. She might take off some piece of jewelry, but not when it's attached to her hair covering. V'loi b'kovul l'shus harabim. Kovul is some type of covering of the head that's made out of tzemer that she would maybe take off. It's not mamish on her head, it's on her forehead. It holds this teitefes. L'shus harabim. And this l'shus harabim adds another nekuda. All the other cases in the Mishnah, which is chute tzemev, chute pishton, v'chule, all those are also to wear even in a chotze. Now, a chotze shouldn't be a place where a woman in a chotze is surrounded by mechitzes. It's just, it's public in the sense that it's not private in her house. It's a place where it's a chotze. It's like a hallway where all the neighbors congregate. So it's public, but it's surrounded by mechitzes. No issa to carry there. But because it's public, she's going to wear this, she's going to wear it out. Chazal asid wearing it up. Wearing it at all, she's only allowed to wear it in the privacy of her own home. The kovel is something where there's not as much chshash, so therefore they only ask it at b'shus harab, not in a chotzen. Another thing that she's not allowed to wear out is irshel zohov. Irshel zohov is a type of tachshit which had Yerushalayim engraved on it. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva, when he was banias, he promised Rachel, his wife, lechvoid her mesirus nefesh. We only have Torah in Klal Yisrael, which all comes from Kiva in the Zchus of Mizrus Nevesh of Rochel Bita Shel Kabel Savor. He wanted to buy her an ear Shel Zohov. They had Yerushalayim. Katlo, v'loy bekatlo. Katlo is a ring around the neck, what we would call a necklace. V'loy benizomim. The Gemara says, not talking about nizomim, normally means earrings. We're talking about the nizomim. You have this also in Parshas Toldos when Eliezer meets Rivka. This is talking about nizme'af. Nizme'af are nose rings. That would be taken off easier, but earrings, a woman is allowed to wear out because that wouldn't be taken off. V'loy betabas she'eno le'ochoysom. This is a ring that doesn't have, it's not used for signing a name. They would have rings. They would have what's called a signet ring. They would have a ring that had in it ink, or it was pressed into ink, and then it was pressed onto parchment for a signature. That, for sure, is not a takshid. A tabash eno lechoysum is a regular ring, so that's, yeah, a takshid. But since it'll be taken off, there were guys around that also. V'loy b'machat she'eno nekuva. A machat nekuva is used for sewing. That's for sure a masa. A machat she'eno nekuva. Lemaisa is all midrabanan because again she'll take it off. Vim yotzos, if she goes out l'shus harabim ena chayev eschatos because they're all bets and takshitim. It's only din derabanan alts the gzeir that she's going to carry it. So melavad it's ena chayev eschatos. Now what should come out from this mishnah halach lemaisa is that women are not allowed to wear jewelry in l'shus harabim. Somebody told me that the Alte Wiener Dayan, Rav Yonason Shtaiv Zatzal, used to be moiche in his Shabbos Shuvah Drosh, I think it was, every year about the women wearing jewelry in the streets of Williamsburg. He held that there's a chashash, halachim for Resh in the Mishnah. L'maisa Klal Yisrael is not knowing that way, and it's a kasha, why not? So they say that even though normally Xeris don't become bottled just because the Metzias is different, but over here, since the reason is Mufurish, Kemat Mufurish in the Mishnah, so over here, the reason women don't take off their jewelry in the middle of the street, so well, that would change, then there wouldn't be a Gzeira. That's the Mogen Avram wants to taina. The Ramon and Shin Yutes wants to taina that women are allowed to wear jewelry because it's not Shchiach Rishus Harab. This goes to the old Shaila of do we have Rishus Harab Bizman Azeh. They say that it's Kemat not Shchiach. L'chor, the streets of the big streets in any big city, is a major issue. This is a shaylan Rosh Hashanah. Do you need 600,000 people? Do you not need 600,000 people? This is one of the major nafkiminis in this. In a place where the Shchiach Rosh Hashanah, that's where the Vina Dayan's macho was coming from. That Shchiach Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's not Shchiach Rosh Hashanah because you don't have streets that are go from one side of a town to the other. What's called Beloshon Chazal. Mufulosh Mishar Lashar. Say you have Ramosha's famous tshuva about Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn, Vichadoyma. All these things are real issues. Nobody's clear exactly why, but for some reason we treat our streets al kaponim legabi this halacha as a carmelist, not to asur up wearing jewelry in the streets even of a big city.